SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up, a minimum wage rise. We take a look at the implications for the economy and Anthropic's potential IPO. All of that and more next. Everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Tuesday, the 2nd of June 2026, a day where the Australian share market fell, but only slightly. We'll take a closer look with Alice Shen from Van Eck in a few moments. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. We go into more detail of the top consumer finance and market news stories covered during On The Money on SBS World News. But first, around 3 million low-paid workers are set for a pay rise. In its annual wage review, the Fair Work Commission lifted the national minimum wage, which affects around 100,000 people, to $26.44 per hour or $1,004.90 a week, while around 2.8 million Australians will see a 4.75% increase to their appropriate minimum wage award. Well, that's above the current rate of inflation at 4.2%. It's a touch below the RBA's 4.8% forecast for July and Treasury's 5%. So what does it mean for the outlook for the economy? And to what extent does it claw back some of the real negative wages growth we've seen since the pandemic? For more, I spoke with Harry Ottley. He's an economist at the Commonwealth Bank.
So the decision of 4.75% is broadly in line with where the RBA has inflation forecast at Q2 of this year. You're right, Treasury is a little bit higher. Our forecast is around 4.7%. So I think the way to frame it is that the Fair Work Commission has definitely tried to provide an increase in nominal wages that's around the level that they think inflation will be at. So it's not a real wage gain. It's not a real wage cut. It's kind of trying to keep up with inflation. And it was really very much in line with what we were expecting, actually. So it doesn't change our view on the impact for inflation overall or interest rates overall. Definitely will put some upward pressure on wages over the next year or so, but we don't think it's enough to change the outlook, and we think the RBA will remain on hold for the rest of this year.
We saw that inflation spike just out of the pandemic, right? So how does it compare, this wage increase? How does it compare historically against inflation? And if you look back across the years, has there really been a real increase, and does this increase today narrow that impact on from inflation?
Look, the increase today basically keeps the level of award wages in line with that inflation for this year. But you're right, we have had a period of very high inflation coming out of the pandemic. And if we look at the real wages over the last few years, real wages for award earners will still be a little bit below the level of inflation. So over the last few years, they've still had a small real wage cut, but today's decision mean they won't go backwards this year specifically.
Yeah, sure. But what about the indirect impacts, namely inflation expectations and how EBA's response? Because that'll be a bit of a key, won't it?
Yeah, so if we think about the direct impacts we touched on a little bit earlier, they're very much the increase in award wages going directly onto those wage earners. But you also will likely get a indirect effect. There's a lot of EBAs that are linked to the Fair Work decision. And then there's also the indirect effects that just flow through to other parts of the labour market. So there's certainly some indirect effects there. If we combine them, our estimate is that WPI, the wage price index, will be around 0.25 percentage points higher over the next year or so than we would have had without this decision. But again, that's not quite enough for us to change our broader view on inflation and the RBA.
Okay, so in other terms, it doesn't mean anything for interest rates. What are you still expecting?
So the decision itself hasn't changed our view. It's certainly the It's certainly true that wages got a pretty solid increase this year from the announcement, but we had that baked into our expectations already. And it's also worth noting that if we think about the upcoming year or so in the economy, we are expecting lower growth. We're expecting that unemployment rate to rise as well. So there are some offsetting factors there that will probably keep a lid on the impact of inflation. But certainly, you know, for some businesses, they'll be facing a big increase in their labor costs coming up. It clearly increases some of the inflation risk, but definitely not enough from that one decision for us to shift our view more broadly.
It's Harry Ottley there from the Commonwealth Bank. To the Australian share market's reaction, where the S&P ASX 200 finished slightly lower, down 0.06%. It was down further than that earlier in the session. Retailers like JB Hi-Fi and some shopping centre operators lost ground following that wage decision. BHP, though, hit another record. Tech, the big winner, and it followed another record close on Wall Street overnight. For more, I spoke with Alice Shen from Van Eck. So the local market is weaker today, yet Wall Street closed at a record high overnight. How would you describe investors' sentiment at the moment, and what's really driving it?
Yeah, I mean, for the US market, it's really remarkable. We are seeing 8 consecutive days of gains. Whereas for Aussie market, because IT is such a small portion of the market, that's why it has been relatively muted. Whereas for the US market, majority of the gains is from the gains in a lot of the tech names. So this is sort of the dynamic we are seeing between US and Australia. What's really driving the markets and investment sentiment at the moment, we see twofold. Number one, it is the accelerating AI and memory chip expansion that's taking place in the market. A lot of the companies that's based in the US, in Korea, and in Taiwan has benefited tremendously. And we do see there is potential upside. And number two, don't forget that we still have a war in Iran, and the conflict has not been resolved between US and Iran. So the elevated oil prices continue to push or send inflationary shockwaves across global economies. So these are the two main factors that's driving the market at the moment in our view.
Okay, so you mentioned AI, and we'll talk about Anthropic in a few moments' time. But first, in terms of our market, we saw the minimum wage decision come through from the Fair Work Commission. Did that affect trading at all, or has it moved expectations as to the direction of interest rates?
Yeah, so today, 4.75% of minimum wage increase that's announced, and this is going to be effective for the 1st of July this year. This is going to cover around 3 million Australian people, and this is not insignificant. I mean, we are definitely going to see further knock-on effects down the track. We know that this increase is above the current headline as well as core inflation figures, and also higher than the minimum wage increase of 3.5% last year. So this is not insignificant. In terms of the market movement, it did dip when the announcement was made, but has modestly recovered since. In terms of the interest rate movement, this is going to be a factor that RBA is going to consider when it comes to the decisions making. But for now, the market is only increasing the chance of a rate hike only slightly, around 25 basis points by the end of the year. And from our point of view, we think that a maximum of one hike by the end of the year. We do acknowledge that there is currently elevated trimming inflation in the market, but also on the other hand, April unemployment figures is relatively softer. So these are the two moving parts, and we think that one rate hike by the end of the year is the scenarios going to play out.
Okay, so you mentioned AI earlier, and that's one of the reasons why we're seeing shares in the US doing particularly well. And there seems to be a lot of hype around AI and AI-related IPOs at the moment. We know that SpaceX, that's Elon Musk's company, is coming. And overnight, Anthropic, which owns the Claude large language model, submitted draft paperwork for a listing. So there's also talk of an OpenAI IPO as well at some stage. What do you make of this apparent rush? Because all of a sudden you've got these, you know, three huge companies potentially coming to market, especially in the space exploration or communications in the AI space. And is caution needed for investors?
Yeah, that's a fair question. I mean, there is a lot of euphoria floating around the market, and some of these companies are genuinely transformative in terms of how people are going to live, work, study, or even interact on a day-to-day basis. So that's different compared to the dot-com bubble era, for instance, because right now some of these companies are already generating revenue. But having said that, there are also caveats. The first thing I can think of is that we are observing increasingly the circular type of deals between these AI and chip companies. One example I can give you is OpenAI and Cerebras, which is a newly listed California-based chip company who got listed back in May this year. So their deal is that OpenAI is committed to invest billions of dollars to buy chips from Cerebras in exchange for a stake in the company plus a $1 billion loan. So this sort of circular deal lead to a really tight performance between one company and another company. So there is certainly some risk there. And number two is the strong correlation between among these companies that's going to be listed potentially this year. Because they are all involved in the tech space. That's why the correlation could be relatively high, which is not good for investors' portfolio diversification. So investors do need to pay attention in terms of portfolio diversification and also being disciplined not to chase the hype and look at fundamentals instead.
It's going to be difficult to look through the hype, and a lot of people are going to be talking about it. Finally, what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, as I touched early on, we are still living in a higher for longer inflationary environment. We are advising clients that we favor companies with halo effects. These are the companies with heavy assets but low risk of obsolescence. Just think of companies like Transurban and Telstra and also Horizon. These companies have very strong pricing power, which is critical in an inflationary environment, and they are quite hard to be displaced or replaced with any new type of technology. Whereas for consumer discretionary stocks, we see vulnerability because they are still quite expensive and they are vulnerable to margin compression.
That's Alice Shen there from Van Eck, and she wraps up the podcast for this Tuesday. Give it a like, a review, and subscribe if you enjoy it. Don't forget you can watch On the Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News. The podcast drops after the market closes, and it'll be back tomorrow.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.